You're listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network.
One of Us is a podcast and video network funded all but entirely by donations and subscriptions. We do accept pitches for audio-based or banner ads, but on a case-by-case basis. If you're interested in that, contact us at oneofusnet@gmail.com. With the amount of audio and video content we generate, it is expensive and extremely time-consuming to keep things running. Please go to the webpage oneofus.net and sign up for a subscription at $2, $5, $10, or $25 and get a ton of bonus content. One of Us needs and appreciates all your support. Infestation 2022 South by Southwest.
Now you're doing cheerleader stuff.
Is that what that was?
It's like 2022 Infestation.
I was going for more of a jingle, if you will.
That was a jingle?
You know what? Shut
up. Kellogg should reach out to you.
Shut up.
Now. Maybe you'll do South by's new jingle next year.
No.
You have to figure out a way to rhyme 2023 with something.
2023 is just for me. 2023. Oh, God, my knees.
Hey, that is actually very appropriate.
Yeah.
It is Paramount needs to fatten up those seats.
They do. But the movie we're talking about now is a brand new sort of horror thriller called Bodies, Bodies, Bodies.
Bodies, 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 Bodies.
Now,
body,
I don't know if this is actually a real game or not. It seems like it's kind of like the game Werewolf.
It's Werewolf mixed with Mafia. And so they did make it up. I stayed for the Q&A and the director talked about like, yeah, this was like an amalgamation of a few things. And then they started to play it. Like the actors played it when they were, you know, just taking a break or something like that. And that's how they got to know each other really well.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
So this film is directed by Helena Rajan, I think is how you pronounce
Helena
it?
Ren.
Okay. Ren. Who was formerly better known as an actress. She's been in a lot of movies you've even seen. She's been in a lot of stuff, but apparently she was like, I'm done acting. I'm going to make movies now.
Yeah.
So she made this film. And I think one of the things that drew a lot of people to this probably is that Pete Davidson is in it, because people seem to, no matter what he does, they still love Pete Davidson.
I'm sorry. What drew me to this was Lee Pace.
I love me some Lee Pace. Ever since Pushing Daisies, I've been like, I'm on your side. Please go back to playing nice guys
you
again.
You tall drink of water.
He always plays villains now, though. And I'm like, you are the best, nicest guy in the world.
But he has a fantastic voice.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Yeah, I know I'm right.
But also, and a lot, this is not probably as well known, but people who did realize it, Maria Bakalova, who it plays the main character in this film, and you're like, I don't know who that is, Chris. What are you talking about? Yes, you do. She is the one who was in Borat.
This is Borat 2, his daughter.
His daughter.
Yeah.
Who was like, you know, I mean, that was a breakout role if there ever was one. Everyone's like, Jesus, who is this woman? She's amazing. Well, she is, in fact, here for this one, playing the girlfriend of Amanda Stenberg.
Stenberg?
Amandla Stenberg.
Amandla. Oh, wow.
Amandla. That's a wild
one. Yeah, Maria Bakalova plays B.
By the way, Amandla was Rue in The Hunger Games.
Oh, wow.
I know, right?
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. She's gotten all growed up now.
Growed up.
But anyway, so lesbian couple, their relationship's still relatively new. But Stenberg's character is like, okay, well, we're going out to my friend's house, Pete Davidson's. They're very wealthy, but he's like my best friend.
It's a hurricane party.
It's a hurricane party because there's going to be a hurricane. The house is out in the middle of nowhere, of course.
Upstate New York.
Yeah. And they're like, yeah, the hurricane's going to happen. Then we're all going to go inside, hang out. We're going to play. Well, at some point they go, we're playing Bodies, 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 which is like Murder in the Dark, right?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I played that game when I was a kid too.
Did you? I just knew about it because of the young ones.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, I just played it in the deep Texas country. It was very scary.
Anyway, so you're like, all right, they're already right from the start. You're like, okay, there's some weird feelings going on here. Like Lee Pace is there and he's dating Rachel Sennett.
Sennett.
Yeah, who was so good in Shiva Baby last year. Oh my God. If you haven't seen Shiva Baby yet, it's terrific. It's on HBO.
I need to see it now.
Yeah. She is a very beautiful Jewish woman.
Yes.
Like, no question about it. And
There's like, you know, the other couples, Pete Davidson's got a girlfriend, and there's like another girl there, sort of an intense black chick who's, oh, I think is also a lesbian.
Yeah, yeah. And she, it's insinuated and commented on that she had a fling with Amandla. Right. Her name is Sophie in the movie, I think. And so there's all this tension because Amandla's character just got out of rehab too. Right. And so they're like, they didn't even know that she was going to show up.
Yeah. And everybody's like, you literally just ghosted us all and disappeared. And like, you didn't even answer anything in the group chat about this. So we didn't know you were showing up.
Yeah.
And so there's hurt feelings, but it doesn't look like anything like toxic yet. Right. But right. It's not till like they decide to start playing this game that, you know, some of these feelings start to come out. Some of them start to get angry at each other. Some of them get really, Pete Davidson gets really angry at all of them and just kind of stomps out.
Yeah. Well, and he's pissed that this Lee Pace guy, who, again, Lee Pace is a very handsome, tall and muscular looking guy. And Pete Davidson is banging Kim Kardashian, I guess. But,
yeah, well, you know, I mean,
Pete Davidson.
Yeah. But, you know, he's there's an alpha male thing going on, at least as far as Pete Davidson is concerned. Whereas Lee Pace seems to be like, you know, one of the guys, like, even when he gets angry, you can see him going through the cycle in his head of self-trained. And here's how I just stay calm.
Yeah.
Just do the right thing. And he'll do the whole thing. He's like, does meditation exercises and stuff. But he also parties his ass off. Like, everybody here is partying their ass off.
You've known this type of guy who's like just stupidly handsome. And he's just like partying his ass off and everything. He's lovable. I'm like, oh, fuck you. You got everything.
But before you know it, somebody doesn't just show up dead. They literally see them with their throat cut, stumbling around, and they die. And they're like, oh, my God. Somebody killed him with the sword that belonged to Pete Davidson's dad.
It's a saber to open up a champagne.
Right. And like, oh, God. And so immediately everybody starts going, turning on each other and going, oh, my God.
It's in the middle of the hurricane, like roaring in the middle.
The power's gone out. So it's like, oh, shit, we can't even call for help. And things start to get violent and turn ugly and they all start to turn on each other.
Yeah.
All right. So you get the premise. Horror thriller. Yada yada, but sort of a slasher, right? Definitely based on slasher tropes.
Yeah.
So, whereas I found that, like, I thought the dialogue was all very well written.
Yeah.
The characters were believable and convincing, if not mildly annoying, but they're supposed to be.
But they were supposed to be, and I think it was saved by the actors and the script, and that it was actually a little bit more leaning on the comedy side than it actually worked.
Right.
Yeah.
Because some of it is really quite funny.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't call it a horror comedy, though. I think we're still more of the horror thriller with comedic aspects here and there to it.
Yeah.
I think my problem with this was I completely deciphered down to the smallest detail, like what was happening and what the twist would be at the end of the film.
Yeah.
In like the first 20 minutes of the movie.
You told me that. And I guess I'm very stupid because I did not catch that at all. I was actually kind of taken aback. I was like, oh shit. And like, I guess that makes sense. And for how vapid these people are, they don't see like the answer right in front of them.
Right.
And
I mean, that's a part why you laugh at it at the end. You're like, okay, because it is right in front of them.
Right.
But it's funny. You're talking outside with it. I talked to a couple of the people and it was only one other guy who also was like, yeah, no, I did too. Like I totally like right at the same moment. I was like, oh, okay. I know what's going on here.
Right. Right.
Yeah. But you know, I hate that. Sometimes that makes a difference and sometimes it doesn't. This time it made a difference because
It took you out of it?
Yeah, I was just like, all right, well, now this is going to happen, and this is going to happen, and this is going to happen. It's just the order in which it happens, you know? I was like, yeah, it's fine. I mean, it's not particularly gory, really. There's blood, but not gore. I didn't find anything really all that startling. At its best, these are all really talented actors.
Yeah.
It's well shot. But it is kind of just, it's a slasher movie with a twist, which is to say, it's a slasher movie. Sure. I mean, if it doesn't have Michael Myers or Freddy Krueger or Jason Voorhees in it, then, and it's a slasher movie, then it's a slasher movie with a twist.
No, sure. I did appreciate, though, more than the, because I was interested to see how it would resolve, like what the mystery was and who did it. But I was actually starting to become a little bit more involved when it was getting so much more intense with the characters and the relationships with one another. And then, you know, when one person would die and then another person would die. And just now you're getting down to just a few people talking about their past. And it just, it's, escalating and boiling over. And I was pretty engaged with that part. I like that. I like that a lot more than like the ending, which the twist is actually funny.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh God.
See, that's what I mean. I was like, I already knew what it was. So I was like, okay. And the audience obviously was shocked. People were like, oh my God. I was like, really? Did nobody else see that? Okay.
I think I could hear your eyes roll out of your skull when that happened. At this point,
there's nothing inherently wrong with it. And I realize, you know, the problem is mine in that sense. But, you know, I also really get annoyed with movies that are just millennials, like being vapid and bitching at each other. Like it wears on me very quickly.
I think this is one of the better ones that.
Yeah, probably. It's definitely very well written and very well acted, as I said, in that sense. But, you know, it also goes into the type of jokes that have actually popped up in several recent horror movies, which is like, oh, well, we've got to make fun to some level at how woke everybody is. I'm like, I'm not offended by that. I was just like, yeah. Here we go. We're doing this again. All right.
sure. They kind of made fun of us a little bit, yeah. Like with podcasting stuff. And yeah. I was like, oh, that's funny. I think in the end, what really carries it is actually the script and the actors that it like really like drove it home.
I mean, the standout is the girl from Shiva Baby, whose name I'm blanking on.
Rachel Sonnet. Sonnet.
She is fantastic.
She's hysterical.
She brings so much energy to it. She's just constantly at this sort of believable 11, and she's just a absolute riot to watch. Plus, she's like Shiva Baby. I watched. I remember going, oh yeah, she's a very pretty girl, but like it doesn't really focus on that.
Yeah, yeah.
This is like really goes, damn, she is really beautiful girl.
Sure,
and yeah, you can't not notice it.
And but I loved Maria Bakalova and her relationship with Amandla, where you think that like they're they're obviously the core characters, and then starting to distrust like both of them. I was like, oh, this is really fucking intense now, because now as even the audience, like, do I trust even her? Because there are some times when you don't see Maria for like a minute. And maybe she is like Michael Myers, where she just teleports somewhere, or Jason Voorhees is more of a teleporter. But I dug it. I thought it was fun.
I just was like, eh, I'll forget about it in a month.
I think we would both recommend probably The Invitation more than this.
I would, in fact.
And I think that's a much more intense movie. But this is a thing. I think it's actually a lot more fun, because The Invitation is just horrifying.
Yeah, but that's what I want from a horror movie.
Sure. This is more of a thrill.
Yeah. Anyway, you know, we're slightly different feelings about it, but whatever. I do think it's really worth checking out, because this might be your cup of tea. Totally. Or you might also be like me. I don't know. Anyway, this is Infestation South by Southwest 2022, and we'll be back with more reviews very soon.